From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Andrea Lorien, filling in for Mitch Wortlieb. It's Tuesday, December 24th, and here are today's headlines. Vermont is set to receive roughly $200 million in federal disaster relief from the short-term spending bill passed by Congress over the weekend. About half of the money will go towards helping the state and towns repair transportation infrastructure, like roads, bridges, and culverts. And $67 million will fund community development grants. Doug Farnham is the Chief Flood Recovery Officer for the Scott administration. He says this money is essential to help communities hit hard by flooding over the last 2 years.
So it's focused on neighborhood development. It's focused on helping those communities physically recover in the infrastructure and replacing housing that was lost to flooding.
The federal bill also includes more than $16 million to help nearly 100 farmers with crop losses. Republicans in the Vermont House of Representatives are calling for the repeal of a law that seeks to reduce carbon emissions in the heating sector. Democratic lawmakers say the clean heat standard could be a key tool for helping Vermont meet its emissions reductions targets. But House Minority Leader Patty McCoy says the proposal could raise the price of heating fuels. And she says Vermonters shouldn't be forced to shoulder the costs of an emissions reductions program that will do little to stop global warming.
And even if we get to zero, which I don't think we ever will get to zero, we're still going to be a blip on the screen.
A key regulatory body will present a clean heat proposal to the legislature next month. Vermonters exiting prison will soon be able to take free classes at the Community College of Vermont. The new program, which launches on January 1st, will allow people to take up to 2 free CCV classes a semester during the first year they're out of prison. The Department of Corrections started offering free community college classes to people in prison last year. DOC Commissioner Nick Demmel says the department wanted to find a way to expand the program.
And we also know that leaving a prison system and going back to community is a really destabilizing time. So if we can provide some stability, and in this case, keep people connected to something that they're excited about, that they're getting value out of, then we think that's going to be good for everybody.
Senator Bernie Sanders' office helped the department secure $4.5 million from the federal government to fund the program. Vermonters who receive Social Security will see their monthly benefits go up by 2.5% next year. It's the lowest cost of living adjustment since 2021. Greg Marshaldon is with AARP Vermont. While there have been years with no increases, he says the small bump will be difficult for many older Vermonters.
And even with this adjustment, you know, we know that many older Americans who rely on Social Security are going to find it hard to pay their bills. And Social Security is the primary source of income for about 40% of all older Americans.
About 156,000 Vermonters receive Social Security. The average monthly benefit for a retired worker this year was just over $1,900. Next year's cost of living bump translates to an extra $48 a month. Coming up, how a Christmas tree farmer in New Hampshire is facing climate change. That's after this.
The Frequency is sponsored by the Autosaver Group's year-end sales event going on now at all 15 dealerships in Vermont and Western New Hampshire. Savings on their entire lineup, from trucks, SUVs, and EVs to fuel-efficient cars and family-friendly models. Inventory from all stores at autosavergroup.com. And Gills Point S Tire and Auto Service, offering tire and brake service, oil changes, and state inspections. Online at gillspointstire.com.
Before they're strung with lights and ornaments in living rooms, Christmas trees have weathered all kinds of conditions. But as climate change makes New England wetter and warmer, life is harder for the classic Fraser's and balsams. For the New England News Collaborative, NHPR's Mara Hoplamazian visited one tree farmer in Bethlehem, New Hampshire, who's trying out a different tree species that might be more resilient to those shifts.
I grew up with Nat King Cole. That's what I like.
11 days before Christmas, an outdoor fire pit is crackling at South Farm in Bethlehem. A speaker is playing "O Come All Ye Faithful" as cars roll into the small parking lot.
Oh, we got a live one.
Okay. Who's parking?
I am. I'll go park.
Nigel Manley is bundled up in wool pants and a red and green hat with a festive pom-pom. He's a big deal in the Christmas tree world, on the board of the National Christmas Tree Association and a leader in several industry groups in New England. He kind of fell into it. He was working for a cattle farmer, but then the farm started growing Christmas trees.
Yeah, basically, I could either do a Christmas tree farm or not have a job. So Christmas tree farming seemed to be like a good idea.
He loved it, enough to start his own farm in 2014. Nowadays, he says he sings jingle bells all year round. Manly plants about 900 trees a year, and he likes to experiment with new species, branching out from the Frasers and balsams that have dominated the Christmas market for years. In that process, he happened upon the Korean fir.
The Korean fir has a lot more needles. They're twisted, so the bottom shows up, which is what gives that silvery color. And then if you, you smell that. So it smells like oranges.
Manly says they're also really tough to prune. They don't always grow straight up. So in 2021, he started planting a hybrid version, pollinated with balsam pollen.
See, you know, they're right in here. So you can see they've got the beautiful color. They're growing well. Well, I've got bigger ones over here. They're easier to prune by far.
Now, those hybrids are a third of the trees he's planting each season. They grow fast. People like how they look and smell. And they've also had an unexpected benefit. They're more resilient to the kinds of changes he's seeing on his land, as warmer temperatures and wet summers cause trouble.
We're losing more Frasier firs because of the wetness, so Phytophthora root rot in particular. So definitely Frasier firs, we're having more difficult with them.
Manly didn't set out to find a Christmas tree that could thrive better in changing conditions. But the hybrid balsam Korean firs just might fit the bill.
They won't grow in standing water. You can see the one keeling over there. But they will grow, it seems like, in wetter conditions. They'll put up with more water. And just based on how they're growing and knowing it has got warmer, I say they do really well in it.
Most of Manly's trees are sold wholesale. And as of this year, that includes the hybrids. The rest are here for people to cut down themselves.
Yeah, I'm the Paul Bunyan of New Hampshire.
Did you take this and smell it? I can do it for you.
Jean and Liliana Farr picked out one of the first Korean fir trees Manly planted. They liked the citrus smell and the silvery color. It's their first time cutting their own tree, and they're excited to decorate it.
Birds and birdhouses and things like that. Yeah. More natural.
We like the animals. And
we like the animals. So. Yeah.
The tree is beautiful. So beautiful, Manly actually chose the same one to put in his own house. But he didn't cut it down fast enough. The Farrs beat him to it.
Just the way that it was formed, I liked it. And I say, because of the challenge with trying to prune these, to me, it's like it takes something into the house that's taken a lot of effort.
An effort now for his customers to appreciate as they unwrap presents under brightly shining Christmas lights and lovely branches. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Mara Hoplamazian.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Bob Kinzel, Peter Hirschfeld, Liam Elder Connors, Nina Keck, and Lola Dufour. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Andrea Lorien. The Frequency will be off for Christmas, but back on Thursday. Take care and talk to you later.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.